Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Both Mishnayos Vav and Zayin are about the order through which you are mafresh things. And the order generally is you start with Bikurim, the first fruits that grow and ripen on your tree. You then bring to, or Lav Dafka on your tree, it's the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. You bring it to Yerushalayim and the whole parade of Bikurim. We're going to learn all about that when we learn Maseches Bikurim, but we start with Bikurim, and then you go to Truma Gedola and give that to a Kohen, then Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi, and then Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, depending on the year, that goes either to yourself to bring to Yerushalayim or to give to the Ani. So what if you do it out of order? That's going to be Mishnah Vav, and the Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss how we know what the order in fact is. How do I know that what I just said is correct? So first, what if you do it out of order? Hamakdim Truma LeBikurim. If a person takes Truma before Bikurim, or Maaser Rishon the Truma, or he takes Maaser Rishon before he takes Truma, Maaser Sheni L'Rishon, he takes Maaser Sheni before he takes Maaser Rishon. Afal Pishu over below Saseh, that is a violation of a Lo Saseh in the Torah, but nevertheless, Masha Asa Asui, but it is valid. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Mil Ascha V'dimacha Lo Sa'acher, that you're not supposed to delay your Bikurim or your Truma. Mil Ascha means Bikurim, because the Bartanur points out that Mil Ascha V'dimacha Lo Sa'acher, Mil Ascha Elu HaBikurim Shemis Malim Bikur, that milascha means bikurim because it's your full it means your full portion. Then bikurim are the first fruits of the crop to become full, to fully ripen. So since they were mevaker first, so they are the fully ripened ones. So they're called milascha. And the Bartanur says dimacha is truma, and because the assumption is that dimacha refers to something liquid, so truma can be taken from ideally from wine and from oil. Whereas when it comes to bikurim is only the initial fruit. It cannot be in liquid form, and that's why dimacha is a reference to truma. And ma'aser rishon nami yesh b'trumas ma'aser. And the reason ma'aser rishon you're not allowed to bring earlier is because ma'aser rishon is also a sort of truma, because within the ma'aser rishon there is trumas ma'aser. So in all those things, lo sa'acher means don't delay that which should have been brought earlier, and therefore it means don't jump the gun and bring those things that should have been brought later instead earlier. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. It is interesting though, before we get to Mishnah Zayin, it is interesting that you violated lo sa'acher, masha asa asui, that what you do is still impactful. We do have a general sugya in Maseches Temura called Milsa Dam Rachman lo sa'avid Yavid Mahani or Yavid lo Mahani, that whenever the Torah tells me not to do something, there is a debate in the Gemara whether if you did that which the Torah said not to do, does your action have an impact or not? So the Tos Yom Tov over here points out to kol milsa dam rachmanu lo sa'avid yavid mahani, that over here we assume that your action does have an impact. Tisal kadaitach lo mahani amai laki hachi amr bai perakamit v'rsof daf dalid v'rava amr lo mahani midi v'hai delaki da'avar memra derachmana uparach m'asnis in l'rava u'mashani shayni asam damokra mikol ma'asroseichem torimu. So the Tos Yom Tov points out, even though this is Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether Yavad Mahani or Yavad Lo Mahani, and Abaye's Shita fits nicely with our Mishnah, because according to Abaye, Yavad Mahani, that which you do does make an impact. Rava's Shita is problematic with our Mishnah, because Rava holds Yavad Lo Mahani, that which you do when the Torah says not to do it does not make an impact. Why then do you get Malkus? Because you were Avar, a Memer Drachmana, you violated that which the Torah told you to do, even though your action had no impact. The action was a violation of that which the Torah told you to do. So Tos Yom Tov just points out that very sugi and Temura asks from our Mishnah on Rava, and it gives an answer that Amar Krami Kol Masro Sechem Tarimu, that we learn from that pasuk that over here in particular it is Mahani, that over here in particular it does make an impact, even though you violated that which it said in the Torah. That sugi and Temura in general is a sugi where you have this fundamental machlokas, and the Gemara brings rayas from all over Shas, something like 14 different rayas, whether Yavad Mahani or Yavad Lo Mahani. So our Mishnah is one of those rayas. Now Mishnah Zayin. Uminayin sheyikdma bikurim l'truma. How do I know that that's true, that bikurim come before truma? So zekari truma voracious, zekari truma voracious, they both happen to be called both Truma and Reishis. So it doesn't seem like either one has a leg up on the other one just based on their titles. Ella Yiktimu Bikurim Shein Bikurim Lakol. But Bikurim come earlier because their very name is Bikurim. The Lashon of the word Bikurim, that the Torah calls it Bikurim, implies that it is the very first thing. So that comes before Trumos. Where do we find that both of them are called Truma and Reishis? So Bikurim are called Truma because the Bartiro points out, Tamar Mar, the Gemara Pesachim Lamed Vav says, U'trumas yodcha elu bikurim, and v'lokach ha-kohen atena miyodecha, because that's how we know trumas yodcha is a reference to bikurim, because yodcha, we learn from the pasuk, v'lokach ha-kohen atena miyodecha, that the kohen takes the basket from your hand. That basket is a reference to the basket of bikurim, so it's miyodecha and yodcha that we darshin, and it's called reishis, because reishis bikurei admascha, and the truma is called truma, as Mishmeres Trumosi, and Truma is also called Reishis because it's called Reishis Degancha. So why does Bikurim come first? Because it is in fact Bikurim Lakol. Its very name Bikurim suggests that it comes first. Utruma the Rishon, how do I know Truma comes before Maaser Rishon? Shehi Reishis, because Truma is called Reishis. Maaser Rishon is not called Reishis. Maaser Rishon L'Sheni, Sheyeshbo Reishis, and Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni because within Maaser Rishon is Trumas Maaser. The Levi is going to have to give Trumas Maaser. So there is some Truma within the Maaser Rishon, and that's why Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Vav we learned that although there is an order of Bikurim, then Truma, then Maaser Rishon, then Maaser Sheni, if you do it out of order, it is going to be, it's a violation of Alos HaSei, but it is going to be binding, it is going to work. And in Mishnah Zayin we learned how we know that that order is correct, that Bikurim comes first because it's called Bikurim, Truma comes before Maaser Rishon because Truma is called Reishis, and Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni because Maaser Rishon has some Truma within it. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Ches.